Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You, of course, can join us online at freetalklive.com. You get to actually control the content of the site. So when you go to freetalklive.com, you'll see that there are articles, news articles maybe, blog posts, YouTube videos posted. As you scroll down the page, you can vote them up or down depending on how you feel about whatever the subject is or the story. You can also submit things to the site so other people can vote them up or down, and then we'll know what you think's interesting. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right actually into the phone calls here tonight to start things out. You can bring up anything that you'd like. And then, Mark, you've got a story about bombings worldwide.
That's right.
And what are the consequences of actions like that? We'll go to Mike first in San Francisco, listening online. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Welcome, sir.
I live here. This is my first time calling in, but I'm a Free State Project participant. And just wanted to let you know, the other day, I was driving back into the city, and I drove past two of those Bearcats. One of them was just plain orange color, and the other one was camo. But the real reason
the Bearcat, by the way, for our listeners that don't know, is a militaristic police tank, essentially, and departments all across the country have been receiving these at the behest of the Department of Homeland Security. They cost around $250,000 to $300,000, depending on the different packages and equipment that come with them. So go ahead. That's I just wanted to let people know what a Bearcat is.
Yeah, it's an acronym for Ballistic Engineered Armored Response Counterattack Truck.
My apologies. I usually listen to the podcast, but I wanted to give you a good cop story for a change.
Excellent.
I was walking out of Target yesterday, and an officer noticed that I was a little high on Valium and Vicodin, and he stopped me as I was getting into my car, and he and his partner decided to not only let me go, but actually drove me home.
How does one notice that one is high on Valium?
I was told that I was acting erratically in the store, and that's why they were called. I don't remember acting erratically, but that's what I was told by the officer.
So you had taken Valium earlier?
Yes.
And what are the effects of Valium besides acting erratically?
Well, usually don't act erratically. Just kind of makes you mellow out and just feel good.
Gotcha. And so, but it was noticeable to them, and they said something to you.
Are you taking it for some kind of illness?
Yes.
Condition?
And part of the reason they let me go, I think, is because I'm a paramedic, but I got hurt a few weeks ago, so I haven't been working, but that may be part of the reason they drove me home. I don't know, but...
Well, how would they know that?
Well, when they grabbed my wallet, I had the badge in my wallet as well.
Gotcha.
So there you go. So what you're saying is they could have done something to you. They could have, you were taking a legally prescribed medication. So I guess what you're saying is they could have, like, pulled you over and then really harassed you, but instead they intervened and did the right thing.
Yeah, because if they had DUI, and I would have lost my job and probably my license to work in the state.
There you go. You know, they're not all bad. That much is for sure. And, Mike, thanks for the call and the story tonight at 855-453. You know, I always like a good story about a good cop, or at least a cop that, you know, didn't do everything that they were authorized to do and ruin somebody's life when they could have taken a different tact.
There are lots of stories like that, but I always, I guess my ears are open for situations where, like he mentioned, he's a paramedic. They saw his paramedic badge and ID there.
That's true. And professional courtesy.
It kind of throws the situation off. I mean, I can tell you that people in my fire department recommend, they want to have little license plates made for the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they would want little license plates made for our vehicles. It's because there's a certain level of courtesy. We work with the state police on a relatively regular basis, and some folks keep their helmets in their vehicles. It's nice to have it ready, but if you have it sort of on display, Maybe it gets you out of a ticket or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and this kind of brings me to a story I actually had in show prep. I know we can talk about bombings here in a moment, but not every officer, obviously, is doing the right thing. In fact, it's usually the ones at the higher levels that are more likely to be corrupt. At least that's what we've been told by police officers and retired cops who've called this show, is that, you know, the corruption rises through the ranks. So therefore, it should be no surprise that according to the Huffington Post, there is a broad coalition of law enforcement officers who have spent the past three decades waging an increasingly militarized drug war that has failed to reduce drug use. They don't want to give up the fight. Organizations that include sheriffs, narcotics officers, and big city police chiefs slammed Attorney General Eric Holder in a joint letter Friday, expressing extreme disappointment at his announcement that the Department of Justice would allow Colorado and Washington to implement state laws that legalize recreational marijuana for adults. If there had been any doubt about how meaningful Holder's move was, the fury reflected in the police response eliminates it. The role of law enforcement is traditionally understood to be limited to enforcing laws, but police organizations have become increasingly powerful political actors and lashed out at Holder for not consulting sufficiently before adopting the new policy. And anybody who's been involved in the legalization movement for drugs, marijuana, or whatever, has encountered this. At every turn, the police chiefs and these others, the state police and whatever other police associations, executive types, they always come out on every single issue of decriminalization or legalization, and they speak against it. These are not people who are these dispassionate enforcers, that their job is to enforce the law. Well, apparently their job is to come out and advocate that there be more laws and advocate that the existing laws be as harsh as they can possibly be. I thought their job was to just do what they were told by the legislature. I think that they cross a line when they come out and speak as professionals against changing laws, against what people are looking for these to have these politicians do.
Well, if there was a substance out there that, I don't know, you took it and suddenly it turned you into a rape monster, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I can see why they would come out and give their experience on that. Now, I agree with you. I've gone to the state house and listened to the police chiefs talk about marijuana and that kind of thing. But it's, you know, to me, what I can see about marijuana is you have a largely harmless drug. It has some effects that are not so great from a mental health standpoint on some people. And certainly inhaling combusted plant material into your lungs is arguably not a great thing to do just generally. But I think tobacco smoke is worse. Alcohol and tobacco, these things are legal. Compared to marijuana, they are far more harmful. I can see why police would come out and testify on a substance. It just seems to me that their perception tends to be clouded on this issue. Many times you'll talk to police officers and they'll say individually, I don't think marijuana should be illegal. But you'll see the police chiefs and that kind of thing, because it's about the money. Follow the money.
They're
and
being
you will
very
see that the people that get paid off when it comes to marijuana are the prison industrial complex, mm-hmm. the law enforcement divisions, politicians, and organized crime, criminals. If you don't want, and why would we want to pay off any of those particular brackets? That seems really unwise. I want my police officers out there preventing crimes as best they can that involve victim.
Well, right. I think you really nailed it, that it is all about money. It's about the sweet, sweet government contracts that they get from the feds to enforce the war on drugs and or grants or whatever they're called. And, of course, big money from the state to do the very same thing, and they don't want that money to dry up. But they're never honest about that. It's always couched under the terms of, oh, my God, you can't decriminalize marijuana. There'll be 7-year-olds smoking it in the streets. And, they always come up with the most ridiculous fear-based scenarios.
I give my son, I make sure he has, $50 in his pocket so he can buy, my 5-year-old, so he can buy a bag of weed when he goes to the private school. Or whatever.
$855-450-FREE. I can hear them opening a file against you right now to investigate that statement, Mark. 855-450-FREE.
How would a 7-year-old get money for weed?
All right, so there's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. The police are upset, and should they be, about marijuana decrim.
Attention, men. If you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The police are, well, some of them, the upper-level ones, are really upset about the federal government kind of backing down a little bit on the marijuana decrim or legalization issue. We'll continue here and get your thoughts at 855-453. Plus, bombings. What are the consequences? Maybe some people don't realize. Mark's got a story about that. And the toll-free number, again, is 855-453. free. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And, of course, you can join us online where we have archives going back to late 2006. You can just click and download as many episodes as you'd like of Free Talk Live. They are all free. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com.
Now, I'm going to make a financial prediction. And rest assured, I'm invested in this financial prediction because I have bought the stock of this company. I believe that humans are going to continue to want light. And I think that that light is probably going to be provided by LED lights. Now, you can go to the grocery, you can go to several different big box stores, buy LED lighting, relatively easy to do, or online, whatever. But if you're a big company, it's hard to find a company that can do an industrial level installation of LED lighting. There's just really a handful of companies out there that can do it. And very few of those companies offer financing for the operation. So if you've got a big box store or a university or some warehouses or a municipality or whatever, and you want to switch over lighting, the idea is presented to you to switch over lighting to LED, you know you're going to save in the long term. But with the right financing, you can begin saving on your lighting costs that year. That's how much less expensive LED lighting is than regular incandescent bulbs or even fluorescents. That's why I like FNRG. That's Force Field Energy at forcefieldenergy.com. Their ticker symbol is FNRG. I got in, and you can too. Anybody can buy FNRG through your brokerage account or whatever. But if you've got enough money to invest in a private placement, you need $25,000. You can get the stock that's currently at $5.20 at $4 a share. That's a big savings. You know what they tell you, buy low, sell high. Now, you've got to hold the stock for 6 months, and it looks, for all intents and purposes, like FNRG is going to continue to go up, up, up. That's why I recommend buying it even at the consumer level. So if you want to do the private placement, the way to get a hold of them is forcefieldenergy.com. Click contact us there and get in touch with them. They've got emails and telephone numbers there. You can call forcefieldenergy.com, contact us. And like I said, all investments do have risk.
They sure do. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. The various different police departments, police chiefs, organizations, etc. are upset because the federal government, we really didn't cover this story at all on Free Talk Live. It was one of the many we had in the show prep, just never got to it. But it wasn't too long ago that the federal government announced that they would not be intervening in legalization efforts in certain states like Washington and Colorado, as many had worried that they would if, the caveat, as I understand it, was that if these states had an appropriate level of regulation, like a probably a very stringent level of regulation upon them. So the feds are still holding out, you know, that threat. The axe is still over the heads of the people in those states. They're saying that if they're satisfied with the regulatory structure that is created there in Colorado and Washington, that then their hands will stay off. But nonetheless, even that perspective has upset many police organizations. One of them saying, quote, this is a letter written to the Attorney General's office, "It is unacceptable that the Department of Justice did not consult our organizations whose members will be directly impacted for meaningful input ahead of this important decision. Our organizations were given notice just 30 minutes before the official announcement was made public and were not given the adequate forum ahead of time to express our concerns with the department's conclusion on this matter."
You know, you know what a Luddite is? A Luddite is a person who back in, several hundred years ago in Great Britain, they went in and they destroyed factories because it was affecting jobs. Mm. You know, that the assembly line and automation was,
I hate progress.
But they didn't
technology.
Like, well, that's what it's, the terminology is turned into.
Yeah.
But in fact, all along, there's been problems. I remember back in the 80s, it was always, the concern was robots in manufacturing. Now, you can see the United States is producing more than it's ever produced in its history. Now, there are fewer manufacturing jobs than there used to be, but production is higher, and exports are higher than they ever used to be. So that's coming from somewhere. It's coming from robots. And, yeah, a lot of people have, you know, had to find different work as a result. But that's what progress is. And this is just – this sounds for all the world just like protectionism.
Yep. Simply checking the box, say the law enforcers, by alerting law enforcement officials right before a decision is announced is not enough and certainly does not show an understanding of the value the federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement partnerships bring to the Department of Justice and the public safety discussion. quote unquote. The missive was signed by the Major County Sheriff's Association, the National Sheriff's Association, the Association of State Criminal Investigative Agencies, International Association of Chiefs of Police, National Narcotic Officers Association's Coalition.
Why don't they just get one of these organizations? Why do we have to have all these organizations?
Well, I mean, it's all kinds of, you know, I'm sure there's all kind of money involved here in different interest groups or whatever.
All these organizations have employees.
Don't forget the Major Cities Chiefs Police Association and Police Executive Research Forum. Law enforcement say the police groups becomes indefinitely harder for our frontline men and women, given the department's position.
That's right. All the murders that are committed by the pot smokers. You know, all the cops that are killed in the line of duty by people who are smuggling joints in their pockets.
Right. What exactly is so hard about this? Look, this is one less thing for your officers to worry about. This is something that they can now completely ignore in Washington and Colorado and should ignore everywhere else.
I would love to ask organizations have a chance to sit down and, you know, I want to know, would your members, you know, the sheriffs you represent, would they rather deal with somebody who's stoned or deal with somebody who's drunk?
Anybody honest would tell you someone's stoned. The stoned person is far less likely to take a swing at an officer, at a Russian officer, or do something stupid and violent. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, can anybody take the law enforcement official's side on this? You can also bring up anything you want, like Alan in Keene, our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hello, Alan.
How are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, what's on my mind is, you know, I don't take their side at all, but what I called about was, if it's all about the money, is that why you have become a church or have announced to the city that you've become a church?
Well, you're right.
I'm not a church. I'm a human being. Right. I am one of the ministers of the Shire Free Church, as are you, Mark.
That's right. And what we do here, the Shire Free Church has purchased Free Talk Live, which is a radio program and an interest. And Free Talk Live is a moral teaching unit. We have been doing that for a very long time. And we decided that... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alan.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's a moral teaching organization, and we decided to organize in that fashion.
Okay. Well, that's great. Have you complied with what's required by the state to fill out the paperwork necessary to garner a nonprofit organization status?
I consider the United States Constitution to be a higher law than that, and it guarantees the right to associate and the right to religion. So the answer is no. I have no intention of filling out paperwork for governments because they claim that they have some kind of validity over it.
Yeah, the only thing
my organization as a church has nothing to do with those.
The
people.
Only thing greater than you know individuals is God, and I don't put anything, especially the state, in between me and God. So stand by, though, Alan. I know you may have more to say. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it all about money to form a church?
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKids, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Longevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we share with you for free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. News updates are there. You can get signed up. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, Google+. We've got all those options at news.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project. It's over 70% of the way of reaching its goal of 20,000 liberty-oriented people who are pledging to uproot themselves from where they are and move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. If that is something that is attractive to you, you probably should go and learn more at freestateproject.org. Mark and myself, we've been here now for over 7 years, and there are new people coming here every single month, if not every week. All across the state, all across New Hampshire, and plugging into the existing really awesome liberty movement that is already here and is only going to get better as thousands and thousands more liberty-minded people come here to New Hampshire and get active. So go to freestateproject.org, check that out, learn about it, and then get involved and get up here, because if you're like I was, where I was down in Florida for the first portion of my life, there wasn't enough activism to have any kind of an effect or an impact. There weren't enough activists, period, to have an impact. But when you concentrate activism in one geographic area, all of a sudden, all kinds of things become possible that were not possible before. Like, winning an election or dozens of elections, as Free State Project participants have done here thus far in New Hampshire. So again, go to freestateproject.org. Of course, it's more than just elections. It's also outreach. It's also civil disobedience.
Media creation.
So much happening here. Let's go back to Alan, though. He's listening in Keene to WKBK. Alan, you called regarding the Shire Free Church, which is something that has had some level of discussion here on the airwaves. Did you come across this information from the local newspaper? Just curious.
Yeah, a couple different places. The paper and a couple of individual sources. Continuing our conversation, tell me if I'm wrong. Is your interpretation of the Constitution applies only where you approve of it? Is that correct?
Well, what do you mean where I approve of it? I honestly think that the Constitution is a document that's supposed to control the government, not control me.
I feel that too. But is the Constitution also created the three branches of government? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Judicial, legislative, and executive.
Right? Mm-hmm.
The legislative has the power, okay, to make laws. Which,
and some of those laws in New Hampshire, okay,
as citizens, we're bound to comply with, whether we like them or not. If you don't like,
how did you become bound exactly?
Well, because you elected the officials the way the system works, and they passed the laws. Now, whether you like the laws that they pass or not is irrelevant.
Well, that doesn't answer the question. No. You didn't answer the question. How does electing somebody mean that I'm bound to anything? And what proof do you have that I elected anyone?
Well, I have no idea whether you voted. If you didn't vote, then I have no use for you.
Okay, so what if you voted for the other party? Like, oftentimes, the people I vote for don't get in there, and I don't feel represented in the least bit.
Well, I don't either, okay?
Okay.
I really don't feel represented at all. But if you want to be... if you want to be active in making it into a society or a system that you like, you have to participate.
Okay, that's cool. We can argue about voting anytime you want.
I'm running for city council, by the way, in Keene, New Hampshire this year, so there's no doubt that I'm participating.
You haven't got a chance in hell because nobody likes your attitude.
I don't think he has much of a chance either.
Talking about Alan, but speak for everyone. I'm sorry, you said nobody likes my attitude, so you've been elected to speak for everyone.
Well, maybe 12 people, you know. Okay. I can guarantee you that you won't.
He'll do a little better than that, but
you won't get 10% of the vote.
I bet he gets 10. How much you got on that?
10% in the last election.
I'll bet you $10,000. You don't get 10% of the vote.
Wow!
We need to get together. I already got 10% of the vote in the last election for school board.
All right, but Alan. You call in the next time when he gets 10%.
But Alan, you've never answered my. I don't know what is the problem with my attitude exactly. I'm never anything more than friendly with most people. So. But let's go back to the issue at hand here, and you said there's an obligation.
You have declared yourself as a church. Right?
No, I'm a minister in a church. I am not a church.
Let's go with that concept for just one second, Alan. I want to go with that concept. Let's say that Free Talk Live isn't a moral teaching organization. We haven't been teaching morals on the air for 10 years. Let's say that we're organizing entirely for the purpose of avoiding paying taxes to an organization that we consider to be corrupt and incompetent and, in some cases, evil. What in the world would make that wrong? Let's say that that our religion says that we don't give money to people that are corrupt, immoral, and illegal, and evil. Why in the world would we pay?
Well, I understand your sentiments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not going to comply with the laws that exist, then change
which laws? You don't even know the laws. There's too many laws, Alan. The fact is religious societies do not need to file paperwork, and the free churches do exist all over the United States. I don't know what your concern is there.
Well, good luck with your tax exempt status, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I haven't asked for any status, just to make sure we're clear on that. He dropped off the line. Look, people like Alan, he was saying things like that he might agree with us on certain things or whatever.
Yes, that sounds.
But ultimately, he's one of the slaves that is enacting violence on the other slaves. He's upset because He knows what the threat is. He knows that there's a threat behind taxes.
Is you have to go and you cajole a bunch of politicians to do what you want them to do, spend months, if not years, if not a lifetime, trying to get that one piece of policy enacted that you want, and then finally you'll be justified in doing the right thing. Because we know throughout history, we can look at history, we can look back and see fugitive slave laws, the gassing of Jews, what happened to the Americans, Americans of Japanese ancestry in World War II. We can look at India. We can see evil laws enacted all across this nation and all across this globe. But people will say, my God, if you don't just follow the laws, it'll be chaos. Mm. You know what? It's chaos now. You support the people that create chaos. When you obey bad laws, good men, good people, I shouldn't use the term men, it's gone out of fashion, good people disobey bad laws. That leaves only bad people obeying bad laws.
Well, if you're obeying bad laws, you aren't necessarily bad. You can be kind of, I think if you are obeying bad laws, you can just be scared. And I think it's okay for people to be scared. And that's what I heard with Alan's call. He knows that there's a threat behind all of the system. I don't know how much he really loves the system as much as what he was saying there. I don't know, Alan. Maybe he's called the show in the past. But regardless, you were paraphrasing, I think, Gandhi or Martin Luther King. They probably both have said something similar in the past, that it's the obligation of good people to do the right thing in the face of the threat of violence of corrupt people. And there's so much corruption. Alan was talking about the three branches of government there. If you want to see a perfect example of the government violating even that most basic concept, go to freekeen.com. The local Keene government got caught, red-handed acting. The executive branch got caught acting as the legislative and the judicial and the executive branch all in one. And that's not an uncommon thing. It's just we busted them at it. So governments all around the country are just completely breaking their own rules. He talks about the laws. You got to follow the laws. Well, you're right, Mark. I don't know what the laws are. You don't know what the laws are.
There's
you're
more
listener,
laws.
Have
than
no
one,
idea.
There's more laws in this country than one person could read in four lifetimes.
Here's what
that's not even having a job. Just reading laws 8 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Here's what I pledge. I'll follow the natural laws. I'll follow the law that you do unto others as you would like done unto you. And I want peace, so I will be peaceful towards others. I will honor my agreements with others, and I will do no harm towards others. You don't need to know tomes and tomes of law books to get along with people in life. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think everybody should join the Shire Free Church as a minister and opt out of paying into a corrupt, evil system. I think that everybody should choose the amount of money they send to the local city for taxes rather than just pay whatever they're demanding.
And they should pay for everything they use. Everything
More
they
coming
use.
Up.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And I never got an answer from Alan earlier because people don't want to answer this question. But where is the obligation created to obey all of these statutes and ordinances and taxes and, you know, these politicians that think that they rule you and can tell you what to do?
Can I look at the terms on this social contract?
Right.
I would love to see the terms because the terms seem to be very flexible for those in power and very rigid for those of us they claim to rule.
That's right. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. So if you can explain this, how the obligation was created. Because just saying, as Alan did, well, you went and you voted for somebody, and then they told you what to do, so you're obligated.
I'll tell you what, you know, that doesn't say that on the voting form.
Right. So where was the, you know, how does the obligation get created? Because in order for me to be obligated to something, don't I have to obligate myself to it? Don't I have to look at an agreement and say, yeah, okay, terms are good. I agree. Sign this here. Yep. I'm obligated. Isn't there a process involved in creating an obligation, or can they just make crap up and then tell you you have to obey it?
Wouldn't any reasonable person say, hey, look, you want to try some different way of governance? Fine. You and some of your friends or whatever, you want to take your land mass and opt out, whatever that might be, whether it's a 11-acre piece of property, whatever the piece of property is, you want to buy 100 acres, you guys want to govern yourself on that piece, as long as you don't come out here and bother the rest of us, fine. Do your experiment. You should be able to learn how to govern yourself. That's fine. Obviously, this isn't the pinnacle of human governance. Clearly, no reasonable person believes that somehow the United States Constitution, written in 1789 or whatever, was the very best that we're ever going to do as far as governance in human history. In the thousands of years that humans are going to continue on, this is the best thing that we're going to do? I don't think so. That doesn't seem reasonable. It seems reasonable to me that there'll be evolutions, there'll be... that more human freedom will occur. Freedom, human freedom has increased since the agrarian revolution and 9,000 years ago or whatever, and it's going to continue to increase. These rigid social structures, these laws that have been in place for many, many, many years and have their own momentum as a result, the incredible lawyer-industrial complex this country has, that's not, that isn't going to stop itself. It's going to take people trying new things to stop that.
And trying new things means beyond begging politicians to do something different. Trying new things means taking action on your own volition. That's one thing to go and testify at a congressional hearing or a legislative panel or something like that. I don't oppose those things. I do those things here in New Hampshire. I'll do whatever I can to see more freedom in my lifetime. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your call is coming up.
If you want to venture out into the woods, you're going to need some supplies. If you're going to get some supplies, the place to do it is manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands you want, because with good name brands, you tend to get quality. It's a better chance that you're going to get quality. And you want to get those name brands at the lowest price you can get them. Manventureoutpost.com has rock bottom prices. Every time I've ever purchased something there, I've checked around just to see, and I've never found a price lower than what I'm able to get at manventureoutpost.com. Your experience may vary, but they've got a guarantee, too. They've got everything the outdoor enthusiast might want, including tents. I slept in one of their tents last night with my son. Apparel, boating equipment, archery, air guns, all that kind of stuff. Also, firearms, ammunition, long guns, short guns, handguns, whatever you need, they've got it. ManVentureOutpost.com. Get the lowest prices and get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
You can take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. I don't think I mentioned Skype yet this evening. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. That's what Howard did in Philadelphia. Howard, you're on the air.
Hi, Ian and Mark. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Howard?
I appreciate both of your abilities to and willingness to, face the call.
Is there a fan on? I'm sorry, is there like a fan on in the background?
No, I'm trying to use Skype. Is the connection bad?
No, it just sounds like there's some sort of humming. Maybe it's your laptop fan or something like that.
Probably my laptop and the headphone.
Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, sorry about that. But I was just saying how, I appreciate how you guys so often face like confrontation and interacting with others in the course of, expressing your views and doing the show. The last guy, he wasn't overly hostile, but just that underlying, sense of hostility, because he could totally seem to disagree with what you believe, and it's just, you can see that that's just like,
yeah,
I think he wasn't coming out and saying, and totally being like a jerk, but he was, you could tell, like,
oh yeah, he definitely seemed to have a disdain in his voice for maybe Mark and myself or other liberty activists in the area, and I would have loved to have continued a conversation with Alan there, but he was the one who disconnected first. He decided to end the conversation, and that's too bad. There are a number of critics, and I want to thank you, by the way, for the call tonight, Howard, but we'll have to work on the audio at some other point. But there are a number of people who are critics of the activism in the Keene area, and I think rightfully so. Activism is something that is going to cause people to take sides. It's going to, be divisive to some extent, because anything that could change things, anything that has the possibility of changing things, whether it be changing the system or changing people's minds, is a threat to anybody that doesn't like change. And there are people like that. There was some comment on the Free Keene Facebook page by one lady who was expressing that, that she didn't like the idea of changing the town or whatever. And look, sorry, lady, but change is the only constant in life. Are things going to change for the better, or are they going to change for the worse? And for me, I don't want want to see peaceful people get locked up in jail cells if they've never harmed anybody else. So I want to try to change that for the better. And if that upsets people, I'm not going to apologize for it.
You know, and I find this this an affront. If you want me to say that I find my God finds it as an affront, sure, I think that's true. You know, the spirit within me says that it's an affront. The idea that you claim to rule over other people. And yeah, we've all got to have rules. We've all got to abide by rules. That much is true. But the paradigm of property taxes is really no different than the paradigm of quit rents, which existed under the lord vassal system out there. The peasants paid quit rents to the lord of the area. Whatever that area was, they paid a certain amount for the land that they had. And now it's the same thing, except that we're all kind of the lord together. Mm. So instead of one master, you now have however many who live in your geographic area and bother to vote. Those people, those are your masters now. So I still find this an offensive setup. Do I think that people that use products need to pay for them? Absolutely.
Sure.
And I intend to pay for the products I use. Fire protection? Yes. Not only do I volunteer in my fire department, I intend to give them money because they are there if I need them.
You mean as a minister of the Shire Free Church?
As a minister of the Shire Free Church. Do I intend to pay for the roads that I use? You better believe I'm going to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm willing to write these checks. But I don't want to be forced into paying for things that I consider to be inefficient, immoral, or even evil. And I have no intention of paying for those things.
But, Mark, don't you understand? You're just supposed to keep paying whatever amount they demand for as long as they demand it, and then toiling away within the political system to beg your masters to charge you less.
I never opted into that. I do not consider that an obligation of mine. Nope, I don't. And if there's a structure that exists in which I can opt out of that, fine, I'll do that.
So I am still interested in hearing about that obligation. I don't expect anyone can call and explain it, because once you get into this area of actually asking about the terms of the social contract, the people who advocate for the social contract tend to clam up and get very defensive.
Well, they get slippery.
Yeah.
Because there is no social contract. The social contract is you do as we say or we will bash your skull in.
Pretty ultimately, much. We'll send men with guns.
If I try to resist people...
They might shoot you.
Or whatever,
yeah.
Likely, usually they're only going to shoot if you attempt to shoot.
Right.
But if you attempt to resist, you're likely liable to get the trunch into the head or
the taser
or the pepper spray or whatever that is. That's what, ultimately, that's all there is when it comes to what currently we see as governments. I'm not against government. I'm not some kind of, raving Molotov cocktails whipping anarchist or something. I just... believe that associations should be voluntary. I don't believe that governments can claim a landmass, exclusivity and monopoly in a landmass. That's all. I just think that that's immoral, and I should have an option. With competition, you get better results every time. I'm not saying the competition's the best system, the free market's the best, is the perfect system, but I am saying it's the best.
Yeah,
and so almost, far it brings the best results.
And almost everybody who looks at a local governmental structure would know that, or have to admit that they're usually huge. They're larger than they need to be. They have all kinds of unnecessary programs and spending and things like that. And, of course, then there's all the immoral stuff of hurting peaceful people and all that. So it's not hard for people to admit the government's too big. But what do you do about that? Beg them to get smaller? That doesn't seem to work particularly well. What if people just decided to stand up for themselves and say, I'm not going to give you all the money you're demanding anymore. Sorry, you have to earn it. We're coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.